Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, has been associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for more than 150 years and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this first Sunday in Lent. We have entered the liturgical season of Lent, which began last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. Its observance dates back to the early years of the Christian Church. Through the centuries, the Lenten observance has taken on different aspects, but is a time of penitence, prayer, self-denial, almsgiving, fasting, or a combination of these in preparation for the celebration of Easter. In some places and times, it was a period of study for catechumens who were to be baptized on Easter Eve. The length reflects the 40 days of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness, which we will hear in our Gospel reading today. In our Old Testament reading, we hear of God's testing of Abraham, whom he told to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Symbolism in this account is important. Isaac was to be offered on the mountain on which the temple was later built, where many required sacrifices were offered to the Lord. The ram that substituted for Isaac as sacrifice is seen as a parallel to Jesus, the Lamb of God. He was the only sacrifice sufficient for the Father to forgive the sins of mankind. We reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus in the hymn, "A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth."
A reading from the 22nd chapter of Genesis. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father!" And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
Sin is bearing, and
today's Gospel, St. Mark gives a brief account of the baptism of Jesus, and the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. His writing tells few details of these 40 days during which Jesus was tempted. Both Matthew and Luke, in the first part of chapter 4 of their Gospels, give more detail in describing the temptations of Jesus. He showed that he could defeat Satan, which was here a preliminary skirmish as we look forward to his ultimate battle to defeat Satan by his death and resurrection. The hymn, "Who Trusts in God a Strong Abode in Heaven and Earth Possesses," presents the problems and evils that our faith and trust overcome: fear, foes, Satan's wrath, death, and hell are all defeated through Jesus' saving merit.
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages are offered immediately following the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. During this season of Lent, a special worship service also takes place at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings. The Lenten service is preceded at 5:30 by a light supper provided by various organizations of the congregation. For more information about anything having to do with St. Peter Lutheran Church, please call 574-896-2025. For inquiries pertaining to St. Peter Lutheran School, please call 574-896-5933. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, may you continually find joy in Jesus.